This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. So glad that I bring you my program, not from New York, not from Boston, not from Philly, not from Washington, D.C., not from L.A. or San Francisco, Portland or Seattle, the left coast, the loony left coast, or the crazy northeast United States. They're all communist enclaves. Comes to you from Las Vegas, where the people are straight shooters. I call it Wild West cowboy capitalism. Still goes on here in Las Vegas. And therefore, I've still got my pulse on what's going on in the world. Because the people that visit here are really almost all conservatives and capitalists. So I get to meet so many tourists, not to mention locals, and, you know, we're talking about 45 million tourists a year come to Las Vegas from all over the United States and all over the world, and most of them tend to be pro-Trump conservatives. And so I get to, you know, really feel the pulse of what America's thinking. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It's what's happening. It's a sign of what's happening all over the United States. And I think based on that, Trump won the last election, 2020, and I think he's going to win again in 2024. But the question is whether or not you get a fair count, an honest count of the election, and whether even if you win, you lose. That's going to be the million-dollar question. Everyone I speak to agrees the election was stolen, and elections are stolen, and the 2024 election that will try to rig and steal it. Everybody agrees on that, except the leadership of the Republican Party, who's too afraid to admit that elections are rigged and stolen. It's amazing. Big news story of the day, you know, can't change what's the biggest news story. It's the Israeli, and that's what drives me crazy, because America's in free fall. I happen to be Jewish. It pains me what's happening in Israel, and I've got to talk about it, and yet it's pushed out of the headlines, all the bad things happening in the United States of America. I mean, let's face it, Democrats, they never let a crisis go to waste. I think they're pretty happy about what's going on in Israel. I'm not saying they're thrilled that 1,400 Jews died, but I am saying they're thrilled that every bad thing going on in America has been pushed out of the headlines. You know, our open borders, that's the biggest takeaway and lesson of what just happened in Gaza, is that we have open borders and there's millions of people in the United States just who've come in the last few months, in the last few years under Joe Biden, who are a danger to Americans. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Gaza. We're talking about Israel, Hamas. We're talking about Hezbollah getting involved in the war. We're talking about Iran getting involved in the war. So the one thing we should be talking about, America in big trouble and our border open and the Mexican drug cartel in charge of the border, we're not talking about any of that because of what happened in Israel. Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. And I think they also, you know, if they had their druthers, they'd like to bring 2 million militant Gaza Palestinians to the United States. The last thing we need. I don't remember if I said this on yesterday's show, but if I didn't, I'll say it now. Did you ever notice nobody wants the Palestinians? All these years, every Arab nation loves to say, oh, Israel's mistreating the Palestinians. Israel's so terrible. Those same Arab nations, those same Muslim nations, have no interest in letting one Palestinian to their country. Jordan doesn't want him. Egypt doesn't want him. Saudi Arabia doesn't want him. Nobody wants him. Even Iran doesn't want him. With all their big mouth, Iran wants to, you know, blow Israel off the face of the earth if Israel invades Gaza. why doesn't Iran take in 2 million Gaza refugees? Why not? Because they don't want them. Because they would ruin their country just like they will ruin America, just like they've ruined the Palestinian state. They've used this as an excuse and a crutch for, I don't know, 70 years. They've had every chance to earn money, to get out of the doghouse, not to be enslaved, to live a wonderful free life. They don't want it. What's a famous Jewish saying that needs to be repeated here? They hate the Jews more than they love their own children. That's the problem with Palestinians. They hate the Jews more than they love their own children, and they'd let their own children die killing Jews. They'd let their own children be blown up killing Jews. They'd let their own children live miserable, enslaved lives because they just hate Jews that much. They'd rather not let the hatred go. You want to bring that into America? Are you kidding me? They hate the Jews. When they get to America, they'll hate you. They'll hate anybody who has more money than them because they live in a ghetto and they're dirt poor and they have nothing but the beat up shoes on their feet. They use that as an excuse to hate Jews because Jews have a wonderful life. You know why? Because they work their butts off and they're educated. And the Palestinians are not educated, and they don't want to work. So they spend 24 hours a day complaining how lousy their lives are. In a second, it could have been changed. But Yasser Arafat and company never wanted to change it, because by keeping war and hatred going, he and the leadership of the Palestinians got rich. While the Jews got rich, he got rich, and his friends got rich, but the vast majority of the Palestinians stayed poor, and he didn't care. The war machine makes you rich. If they came to America, they would hate you. If they saw a nice watch, they'd hate you. If they saw a nice car, they'd hate you. If they saw nice clothes, they'd hate you. If they saw you going to a nice restaurant, well, they're a busboy in the restaurant on food stamps, they would hate you, and they would blow the restaurant up. It's the same thing. It'll never change. If they come to America, they will be terrorists, and they will be violent, and they will commit crime, and they will blow our country up in terror attacks. No, and they will kill Jews. And they'll be jealous, because the Jews in America are much richer than the Jews in Israel. Not even close. And they'll kill all the Jews, because they're so jealous and envious of how successful and educated and hardworking and wonderful family people the Jewish people are. They will never be satisfied, because they can never be that. Okay, unless they let go of their hatred, and they'll never let go of their hatred. Don't bring them in. So, tied in with that, the big story is, of course, this Palestinian hospital in Gaza that got hit by fire. And people supposedly died. Supposedly. There are some bodies. We don't know where those bodies came from. But their claim is they died in the hospital because of a rocket attack by Israel. Or maybe it's bombs being dropped by jet fighters by Israel. I don't know which one it was. I don't know if they even claim which one it was, but it's Israeli fire that, you know, knocked the hospital down and killed all those people. And I told you yesterday it's not true. Today we've got photographic proof. We've got video evidence. We even have a phone call that Israel recorded with their surveillance between Hamas leaders talking about, oh my gosh, it was our rocket that did it. And Israel video conclusively showed that it was a rocket fired off by Palestinians, some terrorist group, aimed at Israel, and somewhere in mid-sky, the rocket went off course and blew up over the hospital, and the debris fell on the hospital parking lot and killed a bunch of people. It did not fall on the hospital, by the way, and the hospital is still standing. There is no hole in the ground where the hospital used to be. The hospital's there. If Israel had hit it, shelled it, or dropped a bomb on it, the hospital wouldn't be there anymore. It'd be a crater. So this was a homemade Hamas rocket that fell apart in midair and caused some deaths in the parking lot or adjacent buildings to the hospital. It was not Israel. It never was Israel. And even weak Joe Biden says it was not Israel. It was fire from their own side, Palestinian fire. What do they call that? Friendly fire. Israel provides receipts. It was a Palestinian missile that struck the Al-Ali hospital in Gaza. And yet, world leaders and the world media wants to blame Israel, even though they've got video proof and surveillance proof from a satellite above, and they've also got the recorded phone call from Hamas leaders. The world wants to blame Israel, because They want to incite violence at U.S. and Israeli embassies around the world. And it's working. It's working. What did I say yesterday? I said the truth is hard. It's hard to spread. It takes a long time. But a lie travels the world in a matter of minutes. And so they're lying to the people. The Muslim people are being lied to, and they're being told Israel shelled a hospital and 500 are dead, including young kids. And see, there's the moral equivalency. They say we killed children, but they killed children. And let me tell you something about Hamas. Hamas keeps children and women and pregnant women, I'm sure, as human shields on all of their military properties. And when Israel shells a Hamas military property, it's bound to kill civilians, and then they blame Israel for killing civilians. After Israel dropped leaflets in advance and said, leave, because we're about to bomb this block. Leave now, and you live. I mean, Israel's the most civilized nation in the world, and when it comes to bombing, they're as nice as any country could be, being that you're shelling another country. It doesn't get any nicer or safer than Israel, or more considerate than Israel. But yes, they're bombing their enemies. That's what you got to do. That's how you win wars. You don't win wars by playing patty cakes or playing badminton with Muffy at the country club. Sorry. This is the real world, man. You got to bomb people. But Israel does it as pinpoint, accurate, and careful as any country in world history. They're not looking to ever kill civilians. It's always a PR battle, you know? MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And the whole show, hundreds of products available right now. 20th anniversary of Michael Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow's fall sale, as well as the anniversary, so you get up to 80% off. Go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Root, R-O-O-T, and get up to 80% off on all the best products out there. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Interesting. The other big news story of the day is the anti-Israel capital protest. And it's not just anti-Israel, it's pro-Hamas. It's pro-murder of Jews. But it happened at the Capitol building. Do you understand? Inside the rotunda. Isn't that the same as January 6th? You know, as opposed to thinking all these people should be arrested and tortured in solitary confinement for the next 3 years without a trial, without being allowed to see their lawyers, their family, without allowed haircuts, with people throwing excrement at them the way January 6ers have been treated, with guards beating them and tear gassing them, as opposed to that, you know, saying if it was fair, they'd have the same thing happen to them. I tend to say neither one of them should be in trouble because protesting is completely allowed and legal in America, the land of free speech. However, it may be a misdemeanor, a desk ticket, to go into the Capitol building if you're told not to. That everybody on January 6th that was outside the building is legally protesting. None of them should have ever been in any trouble at all. And anybody who went in the building, if they were told not to, should get a desk ticket, like a speeding ticket. Maybe it's a $300 fine. If they waved you in and told you to come in, then you shouldn't even get that. You weren't even trespassing. They have no right to even give you a desk ticket. But this group came into the Capitol. I'm sure they were told not to. I'm sure they ran right by police officers, Capitol Police, and they're protesting in the Capitol. Why isn't that an insurrection? And if they're not arrested like the January 6ers, and not just arrested because they'll probably be released within hours like normal protesters are all over the world and all over the United States, if this group is let out within hours and they never serve 3 years with no bail in solitary confinement 23 hours a day, beaten by guards, one of them lost an eye, I believe, if that doesn't happen to them, then I think you could safely say the entire Biden administration and the FBI leadership and the DOJ leadership and Attorney General Merrick Garland should all be sent to Guantanamo. This is a communist
takeover of the United States. They are traitors, and they treat conservatives who did nothing wrong, peaceful protesters, like the worst criminals in the world, while they let every other criminal out in every city in the country with DAs funded by George Soros. All the bad guys get out. The worst criminals get out. And here we have an exact match with the insurrection inside the Capitol, and I'll bet you nothing is done to these people. They'll get a death ticket at best, at most. And it shows you our leadership is criminal. They should be in Guantanamo. They should be indicted. Merrick Garland's a criminal. All the people in charge of the DOJ, criminals. The people at the top of the FBI, criminals. The Biden administration, criminals. We have weaponized our government against one group and one group only. I'm sure they'll arrest the people today, some of them, and they'll give them a death ticket and let them right out, because that's what liberals get. Well, we are charged with insurrection and all kinds of other charges, and not only kept 3 years with no bail in solitary confinement, but also once trials happen, 5 years, 6 years, 1 year. How about 20 years to the Proud Boys in prison for nothing? Did they lead an insurrection? Last I checked, there was no insurrection. The U.S. government was never threatened. My God, they didn't hold senators, they didn't kidnap them and hold them hostage. There was no insurrection. Nobody should get 20 years for a protest. If it got out of hand, the ones who incited it, if it really got out of hand, which I wasn't there, I don't know if it got out of hand, but guess what? I think the ones who incited it should get, like, you know, time off for good behavior, and they're just out. Right? And everybody else should get a death ticket who went in the Capitol without, wasn't waved in. And if you're waved in, you should get nothing. Zero. Peaceful protest is allowed in the United States of America. Did one or two people get overly excited? Maybe. I think more likely it was government undercover agents and FBI undercover agents who actually incited all of the violence and all of the rioting. And people almost got killed because they were trampled. And it was all because of undercover agents who wanted to foment violence. But this insurrection today against Israel in our country, disgusting, disgraceful. That's the insurrection. All right, this segment is sponsored by Spike Warrior. Question I get asked every day. If I was forced to take the COVID vaccine away or lose my job, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? You know, I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer, patent pending, no covidium, from SpikeWarrior.com, the best product I've ever seen to rid your body of spike proteins. Patent pending, no covidium, helps your body break down spike proteins from your cells and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Special offer for my fans, 2 for 1. Buy one bottle and get two. Get the second bottle free at Spike Warrior. Just say Wayne Allen Root or War. Wayne Allen Root or War at Spike Warrior.com and get two for the price of one. The statement's not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product not intended to diagnose, treat.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now!
USA News Update. A large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today. Protesters demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. Capitol Police made multiple arrests. Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway after she rejected his advances. Natalie's mother, Beth, is both shocked and relieved by that admission.
After 18 years, Natalie's case solved. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Vandersloot was extradited from Peru to the U.S. to face charges of wire fraud and extortion. Families tapped into pandemic savings for live events and parks, sparking funflation. Americans were projected to spend about $95 billion this year on spectator amusements like movies, live shows, and sporting events, a 2% increase from last year and 12.5% surge from 2019. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the show.
I just wanted to quickly read you one quick paragraph here from a great fan named Alec Wayne. I love your show. I've listened every day that you've been on KSCO in Santa Cruz, California, where I work. I've been meaning to email you for 2 years, but I was busy working. I worked at KSCO, who carries your show. Me and Santa Cruz love Wayne Root. I constantly recommend your show on live calls on KSO. Be well and Godspeed, Wayne. And I just appreciate all of you. I really do. I've got so many great fans who love this show, love this show on radio or on Lindell TV or on Real America's Voice TV. And I want you to know I appreciate every one of your emails, and I really appreciate your love and your prayers for me, and I do the same for you. Thank you. God bless all of you. Greatest fans in the world. I wouldn't be here without any one of you. You're all the reason I get up in the morning and do this 3 hours a day every day. Warbeef.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're in so much trouble, right? I mean, this country, this world, Israel, World War III upon us, Iran ready to jump in. I was informed during the break that in Amman, Jordan, people are attacking the U.S. Embassy, try to get inside, try to burn it to the ground. Yesterday, they attacked the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon, Beirut, Lebanon. So it's time for me to talk about survival, right? A survival food for a worst case scenario. Stock up now. Keep praying for the best and hoping for the best, but you got to prepare for the worst. There's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities. The supply chain is failing. Food prices are exploding due to inflation. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade of shelf life. Premium Texas beef, and only premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, wow, my favorite. Tenderloin or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They have a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans. They call it warbeef.com for Wayne Ella Root. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15. All right, my guest this year, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, retired DOD, Department of Defense Intelligence Operative, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony Schaefer, welcome to the Wayne Ella Root Show on Lindell TV and USA Audio Network.
Hey, Wayne, always great to be here with you. Thank you.
If I can keep my voice alive for the rest of the show, you know, by this hour of the show, it just starts to go every day because I've been talking all day. So what do you think about this insurrection at the Capitol today by pro-Hamas, anti-Israel demonstrators? How does that differ from all of the conservative patriots on January 6th who got accused of being insurrectionists and have spent 3 years in prison in solitary confinement with no trial and no bail? How does it compare to you?
Well, I think it's much more destructive in that, first off, this was not about expressing disdain or unhappiness with political process. This is about supporting a terrorist organization known as Hamas. And to me, it's worse on that fact alone.
Yeah.
But then you look at who they were harassing, all the things that were going on. They were out to essentially try to actually terrorize Republican members of Congress. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of them who was caught up in this. So I think that at this point, there's no difference. As a matter of fact, I think the 300 that were arrested, I believe it was 300, should be treated not any differently than the 6th January folks that have been in prison and in jail since the event. So there's no difference. And as a matter of fact, I think it's worse by the fact, like I said, that they were supporting Hamas, a terrorist organization.
Right, and of course they love to say that Jews and Israel are terrorists too because they bombed a hospital yesterday, and we know they use their people as human shields. They won't let them leave Gaza. They put them at all the Hamas sites, And now we know from surveillance from the Israeli army, this was a rocket from a Hamas Palestinian-type group, terrorist group aimed at Israel, that went off course and hit not the hospital, that was a lie, it hit the parking lot and killed some people, but it did not hit the hospital. The hospital is still standing, correct?
Yes, and so DOD also came and confirmed that this was an errant rocket from Islamic Jihad. This was reported, I think, at about 2:30 today. So the whole thing is fiction, but it doesn't stop the Hamas propagandists and those who are supporting them, which is most of the mainstream media, from picking up and continuing the lie. To your point, the hospital was not hit from any evidence. It did hit a parking lot, and it was not of U.S. or Western origin. It was not Israeli. It was from one of the Hamas supporting organizations. And I've been talking about this extensively in the media, about the fact that facts matter. I don't care what side you're on. If you take something like this, and the left does, and lie, you become essentially someone who actually encourages violence against Jews and us. And you were mentioning in a run-up to this about our embassy in Jordan being attacked. Wayne, lies like this are meant to create conditions for our folks to be targets, because we are, the United States is a very close ally of the Israelis, and therefore we are going to be attacked more vigorously when lies like this one about the hospital takes a form of its own. And that's what's horrible about the way the mainstream media and most of the global media will not actually do the hard work of fact-checking and doing the right thing to tell the truth.
We're talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who is the president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research. Aren't you, and former military intelligence and DOD intelligence, aren't you shocked? I know I am, and again, I'm Jewish, and I know there's hatred in the world for Jews, but I never knew there was this much hatred, let alone in the United States, when I see this rally in the Capitol building, this terrible protest in the Capitol building, when I see the protests at colleges all around the United States, especially elite universities like Harvard and Stanford and Columbia and Penn, they hate Jews. And I just did not realize, I was caught off guard by the amount of deep hatred for Jewish people allowed in the United States of America.
Well, I think part of it is not so much, I'm not disputing what you're saying, Wayne, I see it, but the common thread to Hamas, to BLM, to all these groups is Marxism. It's all about this woke methodology, and unfortunately anything that is civilized, that includes the Jewish state, that includes the United States, is an enemy. Mark my words on this. This will continue and expand past the Jews into anyone else who disagrees with their extreme view of the world. Hamas is a Marxist organization. They are organized along a very totalitarian line, and their allies think the same way. And the Jewish state and the Jewish people have been very much freedom loving, and I think this is what they hate. They hate anybody who supports the Jewish state. They hate anybody who supports the concept of freedom. And obviously, the Jews who live here in America, you and others, have done very well. And I think the prosperity is almost something that they want to destroy.
Of course it is.
And I'm going to say this, and I might get in trouble for it. The Palestinians have had every opportunity to turn the West Bank and Gaza into a thriving civilization. The UN has given them enormous resources, so has the United States.
They didn't want it.
And instead they took those pipes that were done for civic, like building water, running water, they turned them into rockets.
Right.
They took all the building material that the UN provided to build buildings and turned it into tunnels used to penetrate the security, the wall against the Israelis. So every opportunity they've been given to be prosperous, to be a thriving democracy, if you want to call it that, because I don't think they are, they're Marxists, they've turned it against those who seek to be egalitarian. And by the way, I've never been to Israel, but I've talked to folks who are there. It was a very open society. People were getting along. They're very welcoming. And that welcoming is, I think, what they hate, because they are the polar opposite of that. And so the Jews here in the United States The Jews there are all targets of this very extreme view of the world.
And, of course, Jews in the United States, and I can say this, I'm Jewish, are very liberal for the most part, overwhelmingly leftist liberal peace-fix.
They
don't understand the danger. They don't understand. They're clueless and delusional and naive. The danger of bringing any of these Gaza Palestinians to America, they will hate and kill Jews in America. They will commit terrorist atrocities in America. And I believe the same hatred they have for Jews in Israel, they will come here and see how much money the typical American has, the nice houses, the nice cars, the nice clothes, the nice jewelry, and they will hate Americans. They're jealous of success. Anywhere in the world, it might not even have as much to do with Jewish as capitalism. They don't like anyone who's successful.
Right.
Right.
And by the way, the Arab nations rejected the Palestinians too. Both Jordan and Egypt have said no.
Right. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them because they'll do the same thing in any country they go to. Hang with me through the break, Tony. We've got a break right now. They're telling me in my ear that we got to run for an ad break. We'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Operation Dark Heart. We'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Right back at you. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hey, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on my Lindell's products at mystore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The roots on fire. You know, the reason that I look younger now at 62 than I looked at 50 12 years ago is EnergizedHealth.com. They changed my life. They saved my life. I really had no weight to lose, right? I weigh the same amount now for give or a pound or two as I did before I got on the program 3 years ago. But I've lost 25 pounds of fat. And I did that in 88 days to start the program. And I've held it throughout 3 years. Haven't gained any of those pounds of fat back, which is amazing, which is just a miracle. Because, again, I'm 62 years old. When I started this thing, I was 59. Every year you get older, your chronological clock gets older. They reversed aged me. Amazing. And the guy who founded it, John Jubilee, just set the all-time world record, right? He'll be on the show on, I think, Friday's coming on. And he'll talk about the fact that he power lifted 550 pounds 13 and a half times at the age of 63 yesterday. He just won it yesterday. They sent me the video a few minutes ago with all the people cheering him on, and he did it, and he set the record. I think it was in Nashville, Tennessee, or right outside Nashville, Tennessee, his old hometown. He went back there and set the world record. I don't know if Guinness was there to record it or not, but it is the world record, and the last guy who had the record was, I think, in his late 20s. Or early 30s, and here's a guy 63 years old that takes 550 pounds and does 13 and a half presses with it. Quite amazing. World record amazing. And that's John Jubilee. So he reverse aged himself as well. Kind of amazing what he's done for me, and kind of amazing what he's done for all my fans. I get more compliments than any other sponsor I've ever had. Check it out. They will give you 40% off. When you say war for Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off. Just go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895. Get 40% off when you say war for Wayne Allyn Root, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. Amazing, amazing stuff. We're back with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. You do know at this moment in Amman, Jordan, there's thousands of people rushing the United States Embassy, and I'm sure every one of them believes the lie that Israel bombed a hospital. The hospital isn't bombed. The parking lot was bombed, and it was bombed by an errant rocket from the Palestinian side, probably Hamas, and they're blaming Israel, and it's a lie. Right. Amazing. What do we do about, you know, now the whole world bursting out into World War III, Tony? Where do you see this going?
Well, the first issue is Biden himself. I mean, I don't know how to make this any clearer. The reason we have such chaos is because of the complete foreign policy of the Biden White House. Everything that they're doing fails. Everything from Afghanistan to dealing with China, to dealing with Ukraine. It's failure after failure. And it's interesting, Wayne, that it seems like these embassy protests always happen under Democrat regimes. I mean, this happened under Obama. We saw this with
Carter,
with the whole thing with Benghazi, and now we're seeing it again. Yeah. So I think that the bottom line is that what we need to do is get rid of Biden. I mean, he's the single point of failure, no matter what. And I think impeachment is an adequate way. Next year, he needs to be gone, no matter what, at the end of November, a year from now. With that said, right now there has to be moral clarity of what this is about. This is about the fact that on the 7th of October, Hamas, without any
provocation,
warning,
no provocation,
murdered over a thousand Israelis and Americans. By the way, Americans were included in that, so were other foreigners. And right now, there's American hostages held alongside the Jewish hostages. So there's no doubt at this point that this is a time of resolve. And Biden looked completely weak next to Bibi Netanyahu yesterday. It was atrocious.
Well, he was reading notes. That's all he knows how to do.
Biden's doing everything he can.
Tony, he just read notes.
Right.
That's all Biden can do.
I'm reading about it.
Crazy. Can you imagine if you're the relative of one of the Americans held hostage, let alone the Israelis held hostage, and you've got Americans breaking into the Capitol building to demand a ceasefire? We didn't even mention that's why they were there. They were demanding a ceasefire. So how would you get the hostages back? How do these people think you get the hostages back if there's a ceasefire? I mean, it's so ludicrous the way these people think. Delusional morons. That's all I can call them.
So at this point, I think you need to use military and special operations forces, Wayne. I don't believe for a minute it's going to be easy, but we have some of the best in the world. And I know we have folks deployed there working with the Israelis right now on that issue. The problem is this. The Biden administration has already admitted they're negotiating for the release of these folks. That's how we got here. We got here because the Obama administration first and then the Biden administration next has been essentially putting a price tag on the heads of every American overseas. The Russians have held people for hostage. The Chinese have. The Iranians. As long as these totalitarian nations and terrorist organizations see benefit from holding hostages, they're going to do it. And you've got to draw a line. It's going to be a brutal line, but you've got to start using military force to retrieve people.
Do we need, by the way, we're heading out, so we got like, give me like a 20-second answer. Should America's military get involved,
sure,
or should we be on the side and let Israel do the heavy lifting?
No, Israel is quite capable. We should be there to support and assist as necessary. There's some things we can do regarding the Red Sea and in the Mediterranean regarding ships and interdiction, but the Israelis know what they're doing. We should let them do it.
Good idea. I like it. I agree. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Thank you, Tony, for coming on. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. We'll see you tomorrow. RootForAmerica.com. And you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'm coming right back on radio. We'll be right back with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.